Hey guys, thank you so much for joining us for the NCC podcast. God is doing so many great things in our community, and I trust that He's doing great things in your life as well. And I trust that God is going to speak to you through this message.
Hey North Point, we are so excited to be together today talking about our house habits. You know, last week we talked about why having good habits, why having godly habits really matters. And it's because we were designed to live on mission. God designed each one of us and for us as a community to live on mission. And we can see that in the scriptures. Jesus had a mission. He came to earth and he fulfilled that mission. But before he left, he gave us a mission, and it's our choice every single day in every season of life for our whole life whether or not we want to live on mission. Before we go any further, Philip, why don't we just say together our North Point Community Church mission, which is really just a paraphrase of the Great Commission, which is the mission that Jesus gave us before he left and he went to heaven. Are you ready? We have a mission, and that mission is creating Christ-centered, culture-changing community.
You know, Destiny, if we don't have a clear picture of our mission, it is so much easier for us to get discouraged and distracted along our faith journey. And when we talk about the importance of habits, we're going to talk about the discipline that it takes. We're going to talk about the hard work that has to be put in to form those habits. And that's why it is so vitally important that we understand the why.
Yes.
Now, I was thinking about a book that I read a few years ago by Simon Sinek, and that that book was Start With Why. Start With Why. And he tells this story in the book, and he tells the story of two bricklayers who were building this, they were actually rebuilding this cathedral. And a person is walking by the cathedral and sees these two workers working very differently. One was working hard and was, you could just tell, had a great attitude about what they were doing. And this person comes up and asked the bricklayer who wasn't working as hard, didn't appear to have the attitude, and said, what are you doing? And that bricklayer said, I'm just a bricklayer and I'm laying bricks and I'm just hoping to have enough to feed my family. He went over to the other bricklayer and he says, what are you doing? And he said, I am building the most magnificent cathedral that has ever been built for the glory of God. And it's so important that we understand that why, because there's going to be tough days. These people were doing the exact same thing, just brick by brick, but they understood the why. They understood the big picture, and that's why last week we had to start with mission.
Right.
Because you have to know your why. You have to know where you are starting from.
Absolutely, and I think it's so important that when we talk about a why, that we look at every area of our life. You know, our marriages are meant to be lived on mission as Christ followers. Our homes are supposed to be on mission. Our churches on mission. Everything in our lives are meant to be on mission. And that why gives purpose. And it gives purpose to our pain. And it gives purpose to our challenges. But it also gives us strength to push through all of those things. When we don't have a why, I think that we get caught up in the petty things of life. And we tend to focus on things that honestly just really don't matter.
And you know, why we're doing what we're doing makes a huge difference in how we are doing what we are doing. You know, so we really do need to have that why, so we make sure that we are doing all the things that we need to be doing with the excellence and the intentionality that we need to be doing those with. I love this quote from Aristotle that says, excellence is an art won by training and habituation. We do not act rightly because we have virtue or excellence, but we rather have those because we act rightly. We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. Excellence becomes a habit But it all comes from that big picture of why we are doing what we're doing.
Absolutely. And so habits are the way that we underscore our mission.
Yeah.
It's the way that we institutionalize the behaviors that are going to be necessary for us to carry out our mission. Of course, Philip, you love football so much. And you were a coach, you were a player, you were all of these different things, and I watched it sometimes. but with football, you have a big mission.
Yeah.
I can remember when we were in high school and all the boys would get together at the end of the game and they'd put their hands in and they'd say 1-2-3 state, you know, or whatever it was.
Yeah.
That was their mission. That was their goal. But every week they weren't working on hoisting a state championship trophy.
That's right.
They were working on footwork and passing drills and all of the fundamentals.
That's right.
Because when you are moving forward towards a goal, towards a big goal, towards a small goal, any of those things, when you have a real mission, your habits become incredibly important because habits are foundational.
Yeah.
Habits are foundational.
And there's this quote that we say, you can't build a great building on a weak foundation.
Yeah.
You must have a solid foundation if you are going to have a strong superstructure.
So
you really get into it right there, and football is just, that's my language.
Of course.
So if you are going to have a championship team, if you're going to build a superstructure of a team that is going to allow you to accomplish your goal, the only way you're going to do that is to be able to build that foundation, to build those fundamentals, and that happens every day.
Right.
Not just on game day,
right.
Not just in the championship. It happens every single day.
But I think that that's the same in marriage.
That's right.
It's the same in parenting. I think it's the same in your business or anywhere. And that's really where we came up with the house habits, is they came from our house into this house, because there were some things that we wanted to establish right from the get-go as this is going to be the basis of how we operate in our life. You know, we have a habit of counseling within our lives. We have valued that, and we've made it a habit to go to counseling, to get counseling, to have wise people in our lives who can speak into our lives. I can remember a very wise couple who told us, you know, in the Bible it says, don't ever go to sleep angry.
Yeah.
What that really is it's a habit.
That's exactly right.
It's a decision before the decision that you are never going to allow yourself to go to sleep angry, and instead you're going to forgive or resolve.
Yep.
And sometimes you just have to forgive and move on.
Yeah.
You don't even get to resolve. But it creates a firm foundation for your marriage. And I love that Jesus was so clear in the Gospels about the fact that we have to be intentional about building a strong foundation.
We have to be intentional about building that foundation. And Jesus actually shares this story in Luke chapter 6. And reading it out of the Message translation, Jesus says, "These words I speak to you are not mere additions to your life, homeowner improvements to your standard of living.
Wow.
They are foundation words, words to build a life on. If you work the words into your life." You see, there it is, right? If you work these words into your life, you are like a smart carpenter who dug deep and laid the foundation of his house on bedrock. When the river burst its banks and crashed against the house, nothing could shake it because it was built to last.
Wow.
But if you just use my words and Bible studies and don't work them into your life,
Come on.
You can say you believe it. You can go to the Bible study and hear it, but if you don't work it into your life, you are like a dumb carpenter who built a house, but he skipped the foundation. When the swollen river came crashing in, it collapsed like a house of cards. It was a total loss.
Wow, I love that phrase, built to last. That's become a cultural phrase around our house.
Yeah.
Every day our girls say a declaration, and part of it says, "I'm strong, I'm fast, I'm built to last. And it's a reference to this scripture that we want them to be the smart carpenter who digs deep and lays a foundation and works the words of Jesus into their life. And how do you work the words of Jesus into your life? The way you do that is by valuing them so much that they become a part of your daily existence. They become the foundation of your life, they become your habits.
They become your habits. And at the end of the day, that's what our life is going to be built on.
Absolutely.
And the thing about the foundation is many times it's the thing that people can't see.
Right.
Right. And you don't know when Jesus tells the story, they both built the house. The house was there. But then the trial comes, the adversity comes, the storm comes. And it's not until the storm comes that we get to see who had the right foundation, who had the right habits, who was doing the little things that you need to do to create that strength in your relationships.
Absolutely.
That strength in your marriage, that strength that's going to help you in your future.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I like what you said, you know, casual observers couldn't tell the difference.
That's right.
You know, they couldn't just look at the house and go, well, this is a house that has a great foundation, and this is a house that can't. And that's why it's so important that we not spend our time comparing ourselves to other people, but instead we use the mirror of God's word to examine our lives.
Right.
I mean, that's what we're talking about this year, that we're going to be learning and evaluating and applying and doing again.
Yes.
We're going to be leading. And that has nothing to do with comparing, because you can't see the foundation of your neighbor's house. So it's not a good basis to decide, you know, your own choices and your own habits and your own life. So habits are foundational, but habits also have to be intentional.
That's right. And, you know, and that's when we really get into this year, right?
Yeah.
This is the year of application, right? And so we have to say we are never going to grow beyond our habits.
Right.
Right. We are not going to improve beyond our habits. So our habits are really setting that foundation for our growth, right? So we've got to make sure that we have those daily habits that we need to have if we're going to experience that growth. If we are going to, we got to make sure we are applying those things. And the only way it gets applied is if we're intentional.
Absolutely. You know, somebody has said that your talent will take you places your character can't keep you. But I would say that it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
Life will offer you opportunities that your habits can't sustain.
Mm.
You know, there's the whole principle of people get promoted past their capacities.
Yeah.
And really what that's talking about is you have a habit level that's at one level, and you get promoted past that because you're so excellent, but your habits can't sustain you at that next level.
Yeah.
And so no matter what we're doing in any season of life, when we want to succeed in a new way, we need new habits.
That's right.
And what's so great about that is that we aren't just stuck with the habits our parents gave us. We aren't just stuck with the ones that we evolved in college or even at the beginning of our marriage.
That's
I talked
right.
to so many people who are 10 years into their marriage, and they're like, well, this is just the way we are. I don't want that to be us.
That's right.
We're 16 years into marriage.
Yeah.
I don't want to look at anything in our marriage and say, that's just the way we are. I want to have intentionality when it comes to creating habits today that are going to give me the life I want tomorrow.
Well, you know, and Destiny, we say it all the time, right? But habits are either formed by design or by default.
Well, you taught me that, like our keys, right?
I wasn't going to bring that up, but since you did.
He was totally going to bring that up. So,
okay, you beat me to it.
When we first got married,
I
would spend about 15-20 minutes every morning looking for my keys, and Philip annoyingly would just walk over to the same place every morning, pick up his keys, and go out to his car. And I was like, what is wrong? You know, obviously, Philip's hiding my keys. No. What was happening is Philip had a habit of putting his keys in exactly the same place every night. It wasn't a sexy habit. It wasn't a cool habit.
Yep.
But it was a habit
that
was making a difference every single morning.
Yeah.
And eventually, I gave in.
Yeah.
And instead of just having a habit by default, because I was just putting my keys wherever they happened to land, whenever I got home, I started intentionally moving myself to say, hey, when I get home, I'm going to intentionally place them here on the counter. And it's so funny because now I just do it by default. It feels weird if I haven't put my keys in the right place. But that's just a small example. It's a tiny example of moving from default, which was not giving me the life I wanted, you know, that was wasting my time, to intentionality, which began to kind of put me ahead and take away some of that stress right before the beginning of the day.
Well, you know, and you talk about intentionality and intentions, and sometimes people are like, well, I don't have bad intentions,
right?
But it's just the lack of intention.
It's like no decision is a decision.
Exactly. And yeah. So it's not like you had bad intentions,
no.
Right? And it's the same way in relationships. It's the same way. But it's not that we have bad intentions. There's just a lack of intention.
Oh, wow. That's so good.
And if we are not paying attention to our intention, right, we're going to get in trouble.
Say that again. That was so good.
If we don't pay attention to our intention, right? So we have to say, am I paying attention to this intentionality of my life?
Right.
And if I'm not doing that, right, I am creating my habit.
You are, yes.
And we say by design or by default, but really default is a design.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, this is the way that I'm creating my life. But we don't want those kind of habits.
No, we want good habits.
We want good habits.
Yeah.
And good habits are created by design and by intentionality.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, the Bible encourages us to have intentional habits in some very specific areas.
Yeah.
And I love that. It encourages us to have habits of devotion. The Old Testament talks about how, you get up in the morning and you study God's word, and
yeah.
you study it when you sit down to eat, you study it when you go down to sleep, that you teach your children at various times and rhythms of the day. What's that talking about? It's talking about habits. The early church,
yes.
It says that they devoted themselves.
That's right.
To four very specific things: the apostles' teaching,
yeah.
to fellowship,
yeah.
to communion, and to prayer.
That's right.
What does it mean to devote yourself? That means that you've created a habit of putting that first. The Bible has so many different... I love this one scripture my mom used to say all the time. Put the law of kindness in your mouth.
Mm.
What does that mean? That means I'm going to create a habit of responding in kindness, of using intentional words,
yeah.
So that when I get very angry, that habit comes and protects me, that law rises to the surface, rather than being sloppy and not creating that habit, and then I become angry and I say something I don't mean. It's so important that
right.
we practice the habits that are described in the Bible, and that we're intentional about going after them, not just wishing
right.
that we could lead a godly life,
right.
but rather intentionally looking and saying, how can I work those habits into my life?
Yeah, you know, and I'm just reminded of one thing that we've shared before, we've talked about, but, you know, years ago, when I was in my car, I would be listening to sports talk radio.
Right.
Right. And of course, sports talk radio, it's all about getting listeners, right? It's all about the sarcastic. It's all
yeah.
about the criticism and the analysis and all that. You know, that's
right.
what it's all about. It's how they get their listeners.
The controversy,
all those things. And
yeah.
and what I was finding was that was beginning to bleed over into my life.
It was,
right?
Yeah.
I was becoming cynical and sarcastic. It was really bringing out some of those traits in me, negativity,
yeah,
right?
It was.
And what happened was I had to change a habit.
Yeah.
And it actually happened during a fast, which is ironic that we are now, right, in our 21 days of prayer and fasting. But during a time of fasting, I said, for 40 days, I was not going to listen
to talk radio.
Mm-hmm. And I started getting different inputs in, and I saw the difference that it made in my life. And it was an intentional habit in the beginning of when I got into my car, I was listening to a podcast, a sermon, a leadership teaching, a self-help. I was listening to something that was going to make me better. I was putting on some worship music. That's what I was going to do. And what happened, though, was by doing that intentionally, it just took over and became a part of my life.
Absolutely.
But it just didn't start there.
No.
Right? I had to intentionally make those decisions every single day. And so, yes, habits are foundational, but the only way they really become foundational is when we understand that they have to be intentional.
They do. They have to be intentional. And this is the encouraging thing. It's just like what you said. Habits are also transformational.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, sometimes I think habits get a bad rap, as though they're just bureaucratic red tape that people want you to add to your life that really don't make that big of a difference.
Yeah.
But habits are truly transformational. Think about the story that you just gave us,
yeah,
where you were having a hard time with your attitude. That would seem like a big thing.
Right.
The way that you were speaking to people, the way that you were perceiving people, these seem like huge issues.
Right.
And you changed a small habit,
that's
taking
right.
that 15 minutes, you know, we were living in Bossier at the time and working in Shreveport, you know, taking that 15 minutes and changing out your input.
That's right.
And it was a transformational moment. And I think that's what I want you to grab onto this morning, is that we're not talking about something small.
Mm.
When God talks about working his words, when Jesus is talking about working his words into your foundation, he's not talking about something small. It transforms our lives.
Yeah.
And there's an opportunity for us to completely change. You know, Romans 12, 2 says that we can be transformed by the renewing of our mind.
That's right.
There's another translation that says, change your life
yeah.
by changing the way
right.
that you think.
Yeah.
Change your life by changing the way that you think. And what's so interesting is that scientists have now found
right.
that habits can rewire the way that you think.
That's right.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
Because I've heard people say, well, I just like what I like.
Mm.
Did you know
Come on.
That through intentional habits, you can literally change your likes, your dislikes, even when it comes to something as fundamental as food.
Yeah.
You can change your preferences
right.
through the power of habit. Habits are transformational.
They are transformational. You know, you said something a second ago. You said, we're not talking about something small.
No.
Because it's a big thing. But what we're talking about is small things.
Oh, come on.
And it's funny yeah. because it's like, we're talking about creating small habits that make a big difference.
Yeah.
Small things that make a huge impact.
My mom used to say that all the time when we were little. She used to say, godly little habits make a big, big difference. Godly little habits make a big, big difference. And it's really true. Even when it comes to the peace in your home or when it comes to whatever.
Yeah.
I can remember she told me, she said, if you'll just make your kids clean for 10 minutes at night, every night, you'll have a more peaceful home. Well, that seems crazy.
Right.
But it's a small habit, godly little habits.
Small habits, some things we started doing. You started playing some worship music in a season in our home. You know, it's just a tough time. You started playing it. It just made such a difference in our home. A small little thing that
small
made
thing.
Such a big difference. And there are so many of those small little things that we can put into our lives that really will transform our lives. You know, I think people think, well, if it's going to make a big difference, it's got to be a big deal.
Totally.
You know, it's got to be a big thing. And that's such a lie.
It really
that's
is.
That's such a myth. That's not true. It is the small little things that really will make the big difference in your life.
Even when it comes to exercise. I think that people think that they have to go and join a gym.
Yeah.
Or have to get on this massive plan or have to do a 90-day shred.
Right.
And that all's great. But really, if you would just brisk walk around your neighborhood for 5 minutes every day, it would change your life.
Right. Yeah, and habits really are transformational. Now, here's the thing also about habits is that habits don't require gifting.
Oh, that's so true.
They don't require any skill.
No.
Any single person can begin to build and form a good habit.
It's really, really true. It's really true. And so many times the reason that habits, I think, are overlooked, Philip, is that they're not sexy. They're not, you know, something that, you know, sell or whatever, or sound innovative.
It's almost like they're just too practical. It's too simple.
It really is. You know, everybody wants a new plan, a new fad, a new way, or whatever. And really, it just comes down to basic good practices.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Christianity. We can want to make Christianity so difficult.
Yeah.
But Christianity comes down to this. How well are you loving your neighbor? Wow.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, how can we possibly, you know, but I want to make it more complicated. I want to know what the end of the world is. Okay, that's great. And I think that's awesome. Good for you.
Right.
But how well are you loving your neighbor?
Right.
What habit of reading your Bible, praying, and fellowship have you worked into your life?
Yeah, that's good.
You know, what humility are you know, all of those different things. I just think it's so important that we understand that habits are overlooked because they aren't the cool new thing.
Right.
But they also, I think, are overlooked because they really have the potential to change our life.
Yes.
And knowing that you have a little more control over your life than you think is scary.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier to blame than it is to become.
That's right.
Who you want to be.
That's right. You know, and then we start talking about those habits. We know that we are going to have to force those habits into our life.
Yes, it'll take
those
effort.
Habits are not just going to show up.
No.
We're going to have to force those habits. And the reason that we force those habits is not just for the habit's sake. We force those habits because we want the end result so bad.
Yes.
We want that mission. It goes back to that mission. We want that mission to be accomplished and fulfilled. We want that purpose to be fulfilled so bad that we will force these habits, no matter how hard or how difficult or how long it might take, we will force those habits because we want that end result.
Absolutely. I think you were telling us some definitions for habit
that
have really helped you to put a handle around all of this.
Yeah, two definitions for the word habit. The first is an acquired behavior pattern followed until it has become almost involuntary. The second definition is a settled or regular tendency or practice, especially one that is hard to give up. And I really taking two words, that it's a pattern and a practice. Those two key words out of that definition, it is a pattern. It is something that is repeated and repeated and repeated until it almost becomes involuntary, right? And the second, it's a practice. It's something that you do, and it's something you do that's hard to give up. That's why they say, you know, bad habits are hard to break, right? But once you start good habits and you start living in those habits, good habits are also hard to break. Because once you build that pattern in your life and you begin to practice that over time, it's hard to break the pattern that you set. So many times when we read that, we read it just from the negative. But this is why we're talking about forcing these habits.
Right.
Is because once you get a good habit in your life, man, it's hard to walk away from that habit. And so whenever we look at those definitions, we see that this habit is something that we know we're going to have to acquire. We're going to have to practice. Yeah. It's got to become a pattern.
So good.
But man, once we do that, right, we work for the habit, and then the habit starts to work for us.
Yeah.
We work to establish that practice, but then what we establish begins to establish us and firm up that foundation of our lives.
I love that. And you know, it can just seem daunting, can't it? Sometimes just following Jesus.
Yeah, that's right.
Because we hear about who he is. We know in our hearts who we aren't.
Yeah.
And we see all of our flaws and all of our problems. And we're like, man, I want to live a more Christ-centered life. I want to live a life that more resembles, you know, somebody who really loves their neighbor. I want to live a life that reflects the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, self-control, and gentleness, and all of those things, right? I want to live that life. And it can seem so daunting.
Mm.
But maybe just start here. Maybe start with reading your Bible 3 minutes a day.
Yeah.
Just there.
Yeah.
Just start somewhere.
That's our reading plan. It's 3 minutes a day, one
Absolutely.
Chapter in the New Testament.
And so they can join right in.
Right in, yeah, yeah. You can join right in right now, start reading. We're reading as a community. We're reading through the New Testament. It's one chapter, which is going to be about 3 minutes of reading a day.
Absolutely. And I really think that it will be transformational for you because the Word of God is a transforming agent in our life. So I want to encourage you, if you're hearing this and you're kind of feeling a little bit overwhelmed and I don't know how I would implement this when it comes to my Christian life, hey, stop. One habit, just one. Join the reading plan.
Yeah.
Jump in right where you are. Read every day. Well, you know, I started and then, you know, I stopped after 3 days. Start again. If you miss a day, start again.
Yeah.
Just keep going. Keep getting back on
That's
the horse.
Right.
Keep moving forward. Keep getting up. You know, I love, we have 4 kids.
Yep.
And so we've watched all of them learn how to walk. And they fall a lot.
Yeah.
And when they're learning something new, they fall a lot. When they are, you know, learning how to carry water, they spill it everywhere. When they're learning how to feed themselves, they miss their mouth most of the time.
That's right.
And we look at kids and we don't go, you idiot, why can't you get it right the first time? But we do that to ourselves.
Mm.
And when you're trying to create a new habit,
man, that's so good.
Give yourself grace to try again and to keep trying. and focus on the fact that, hey, you're going to get this. You're going to make it because you know in your heart that there's a mission that's worth the effort. And you know, habits are foundational. You know that you have the power to create habits because habits have to be intentional. And you know that you can use those habits to transform your life. So I want to encourage you today. There is something you can do.
Yes.
You aren't alone. You aren't out of control. Habits really are the answer, even with, from the Word of God, to allow us to begin to transform and practice.
That's right.
Our faith.
And don't talk yourself out of starting small.
Come on. I love that.
Don't talk yourself out of just starting small. You know, somebody asked me a long time ago when we had won a state championship and as a coach, and they asked me, you know, what do you really attribute it to as a coach? And I just said it off the top of my head, and I said, having great Mondays.
Wow.
Because it's what I've always said. If you can learn how to practice great on Monday, right? Monday, it's the toughest day to practice well. Man, people are tired. High school games on Friday nights. Guys get banged up. They have the weekend. A lot of them just sit around, lay around, the weekend. And then it's Monday practice. It's the hardest day to have a great practice. But if you can practice great on Monday, man, it's amazing. You have a great Monday, you have a great Tuesday.
Wow.
You have a great Tuesday, you have a great Wednesday. If you have a great Wednesday, you're going to have a great game day. And when you have great game days, you're going to have a chance to play well and to win a championship. And so you say, how do you win a championship?
Wow.
It's so small. Something that would be overlooked in the big scheme of things. It's just have a great Monday.
Have a great Monday.
Think about your week right now.
Yeah.
How are you going to have a great 2021? How about if you started with just having great Mondays? Mondays,
wow.
The day that everybody's like, oh, man, I hate Mondays.
No,
the end of the weekend,
Mondays.
Right? You say, no, I'm going to have great Mondays. It's amazing when you have a great Monday how it begins to set the tone for your entire week. And now you're having great Mondays, which is turning into great weeks, which is turning into great months, which is going to turn into great years. But it started because you decided, I'm going to have a great Monday morning.
Absolutely.
So small.
I had a chance to speak to the CEO of a consulting company in Asia.
Yeah.
And she had very quickly built a company that was known as one of the best places to work in all of East Asia. And they were expanding into the U.S. And I asked her, I said, what do you attribute your success to? And she said, I have great days.
Yeah.
Just what you said.
Yeah.
I have great days. I really have great hours.
That's right.
I finish, every hour and I move into the next hour with energy and I focus on what I'm doing in the moment with all of my heart. And I finish that day. And she said, I don't go so far as to try to have amazing 10 years.
Yeah.
I try to have amazing days that build on each other. And that's something that each of us can do without becoming overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And it's what Jesus asks us to do. He tries so hard and succeeds in the Bible, communicating to us about the daily. Think about it.
That's right.
In the Lord's Prayer, he tells us, tells us to pray, give us this day our daily bread. And then he tells us to pick up our cross daily. It's important. What we do with our days matters. Sometimes we can get so overwhelmed by the existential questions of life.
Yeah.
What's it going to be like in 5 years? What's going to happen in 10 years? Hey, what about today?
Yes.
Don't lose today, because today is where the habits that will build your tomorrow are created.
So let's just give it three quick keys to habit formation.
Yes.
Okay. How do we build and create some of these good habits that we need? The first key is decide and declare.
Yeah.
Decide what habit that you are going to form in your life. What habit are you going to form as a family? You've got to decide what that habit is, and then you've got to begin to declare it.
Yes.
You've got to begin to say it out loud.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to begin to speak life over that and say, I can do this. God is going to help me to accomplish this. And you begin to declare that as a family. Put it into your daily declaration.
Absolutely.
Right? We talk about declarations all the time. But have a declaration that you say every morning and speak and declare life over that new habit that you're trying to create.
Absolutely. So you got to decide. what it is, yep. very specifically,
yep.
and declare it, say it, state it, write it, all of those things. But then also track your progress.
Yeah, it's good.
You know, sometimes people, if you can't track your progress, then it's not specific.
That's right.
It's a great way to decide whether you've decided, you yeah. know, to be able to evaluate whether you've decided or not.
They say if you can't measure it, you can't manage it, right?
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
You've got to be able
to
measure
it. It can't be, you know, I'm going to just be more Christ-centered this year. No,
right.
A habit is I'm going to read my Bible
That's
three
right.
minutes a day. And you can check that off on the yeah. reading plan. Go, okay, yes, I did it on Monday, but I didn't do it on Wednesday. All right, let's try next week to hit 3 days instead of just one. And so we try to keep improving, and we evaluate our progress.
That's right. So we decide and declare, we measure your progress, and then the last thing, you got to be accountable.
Yes.
Man, one of the best things you can do as you are trying to form a habit in your life is to tell somebody what you have decided.
Yes.
Let somebody come alongside you and ask you about your progress, to check on you and to encourage you. Not to just point a finger at you,
yes.
but to be there to encourage you and to lift you up and to help you along that journey of creating this habit, creating this foundation, creating this transformation that you really do want to see in your life.
Well, as we close, the L for this week, the learn moment, the thing that we want you to take away from our time together is this. Is that habits create the foundation of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you are digging deep,
That's right.
like that wise carpenter that Jesus described, and working his words into your foundation, comes down to whether you are choosing habits that reflect his ways over your ways. Habits are foundational to your life.
And then when we get to the evaluate, right, as we evaluate, we are evaluating this. Are we creating our habits by design or by default? Are we just living our life and letting the habits fall where they may? Or are we living by design and saying, these are the habits that I want in my life? And are we being intentional about establishing the habits that we know we need personally,
right.
as a family, and our business? Are we living by default or by design? And we can evaluate that
yeah.
in our lives.
Absolutely. And be honest with yourself.
Yeah.
You know, I always think it's interesting that we lie to ourselves even when it hurts ourselves.
Mm.
Right? So don't just say, oh, yeah, I'm definitely creating all the habit. No, be honest with yourself.
That's
all
right.
of us have areas where we can improve.
That's right.
Now, this is the application. And I want to encourage everybody to do the same application here.
Yeah.
Let's choose to have the habit of reading the Bible together.
Yeah.
Every day.
Every day.
5 days a week.
Yeah.
Join in on our reading plan this year.
Yes.
Now, some of you aren't reading your Bible at all. Don't feel condemned. Just start.
Yeah.
All right. Some of you read it sporadically.
Yeah.
It's okay. Jump on board. Buy in. Just decide.
Yes.
Some of you have your own Bible reading plan. Take this and add it on top of it.
That's right.
Because it becomes the community habit.
Yes.
That habit of connecting your faith to community. Not just doing your own thing, but also connecting your faith to community. I want to encourage you. Join with us. Apply what we're learning. Just, you can go to the link.
Yep.
We have a whole thing where you can print it out and you
yep.
can do the check marks. It's so simple and it's such an easy way
yes.
for you to begin working those words of Jesus into the foundation of your life within what is a big plan for you, community.
That's right. And then that D is just do it again. Right? You got to do it again. You got to just every day we're doing it again. And we're going to lead ourselves well and in 2021. And so we're going to wrap up every Sunday. We're going to wrap up with what did we learn? What are we evaluating? What are we applying? And then just reminding ourselves we're doing it again this week. And so we are on this journey of we're going to get into next week.
Yeah.
We're going to start actually talking about the specific habits and what does it look like as we begin to put these habits into our life. But we had to start here
yes.
with the understanding that creating habits is the key to creating your life. We must create these foundational habits so we can create the life that God wants us to live. Can I pray for you today?
Mm.
Father, We thank you so much for your goodness and your grace. God, we thank you that we have an opportunity through what Jesus came to this earth and did, that Jesus came and he lived a sinless life. He died on the cross and he was resurrected from the dead, that we have an opportunity now because of Christ to live in relationship and fellowship with you every single day. Thank you for putting your Holy Spirit on the inside of us to lead us, guide us, equip us, and empower us. And even to empower us along this journey of forming the habits that are going to form our lives. God, I ask that as we continue to go on this journey, that you would be with us, strengthening us along the way. God, we understand that it's going to take discipline. We understand that it's going to take hard work. But we understand that we are doing all of this because you gave us a purpose and you gave us a mission. And God, we are committed to fulfilling that mission. And it is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen, 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 and amen. Hey, thank you so much for joining us today. And why don't you come back next week, because we're going to be diving into our very first house habit.
That's right.
We live on. See you next week.
Thank you for listening. To hear more messages like this one, make sure to subscribe and share our podcast. For more content from NCC and how to get connected, visit ncc.team.